so glad you're in my life.
Come on, let's sing.
I'm so glad you came to save us.
You came from heaven.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
planted.
My feet are planted on this rock, and I will not be shaken. My hope comes from you alone, my Lord. And my feet are planted. My feet are planted on this rock, and I will not be shaken. My hope comes from you alone, my Lord. the kingdom raised against you is gonna stand. For the Lord is the rock of our salvation, and we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No kingdom reigns against you, it's gonna stand. Blood of the Thank you. the days we've been told how it feels all about. Holy Spirit, blow. Feel the wind again, feeling the hearts of men. Sweet wind, Holy Spirit, move.
Amen. Sunday night. Amen. Praise God. We're here. Amen. God's here. We're going to receive tonight's tithes and offerings. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and prepare your seat. If you're giving by cash, I have God offering envelopes for you. Anybody? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Would you've got it? Stand with me. Now, when we come to church, we can come in several different ways. The best way to come is to be prepared, right? We know you can't come to church prepared if you left your Bible at home. Amen. You're not going to be prepared if you didn't bring something to write with. Amen. You're not going to be prepared if your mind is preoccupied with something stressful going on in your life or some person that's causing you worry and grief. You got to be prepared completely. Amen. We don't know how many more days we have. And every service is important for you. It's an opportunity for you to receive from God, to be a blessing, and maybe to be a light to somebody else. Amen. How many of you believe that we would have a little higher success rate with some visitors if we were prepared? Amen. It's not enough for the pastor to be prepared, because half the time, by the time they're in here, they've met most of us. So it's especially important that we're prepared. And finally, in your preparation, you should come prepared to give. Amen. Not just casually, not just haphazardly, but you should come with prepared in your heart, already ready to give to God. Amen. I guarantee you, if you make that your goal, you may not have a lot, but you will have something. God will put it in your hands. God will make sure to get it to you. Amen. This is true. So I want to encourage you to be prepared completely. Amen. And I think that's a good start. If you've got your seed, lift it up and just begin to thank God for it. If you don't have anything, lift your hand to God and say, Lord. Everybody can say it. Lord, I will prepare to give, and I'm asking you to give me seed to sow. Your word says that you promise to give seed to the sower. So I claim right now that I am a sower for your kingdom. Lord, give me seed. I thank you, Father. And Lord, we just bless you right now for giving us seed. Lord, I pray that it be returned unto everybody that's participating, Father. Lord, if there's a need, Lord, you know it all. And we just thank you that your power is great enough to meet every need that's here. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. You may sow. Thank you.
couple of seconds, just give the Lord a hand clap. Keep it a little bit better than that. Do a little bit better than that. Shout out. Growing. How many of you find yourself to be growing? I'm going to give you some growing stuff tonight. Is that all right? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isn't it nice when you go to church and you feel like you've been to church? Amen. Thank the Lord. Been to church. Well, Brother Jay, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he wanted to put a little bit higher? Is that better for you? Amen. Look at all these people with notebooks out. Glory to Jesus. Y'all are ready. Amen. Well, God wants to sing longevity, and I want to help you just a bit. Open your Bible. And I got two, it looks like two together, and I want somebody to shut me up at quarter of. We're just going to have to stop. Is that good? Who wants to be faithful? Brother Dean? Thank you. God bless you. I know you will. Hallelujah. But we want to get it. So I got two things I want to give you as you get there. Because both of these kind of are out there a little bit, but you got to put them together. These are two things that really I believe that God wants you to know. First of all, go to Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. I get, you know, we have a contract with God to bless everybody that comes into His presence. Everybody that comes in here, you know, you have to come in order to be blessed. And we're just caretakers. We're just caretakers. The Lord does all these great things, but we have to water the seed, amen, plant seed and water it, and see that stuff come to fruition. And at times it gets kind of difficult. You know, there's stuff out there, and we don't want to see you affected negatively. So I want you to get this deep down on the inside of you and remember it for yourself. And don't wait for somebody to have to preach it to you. Amen. But just remember it yourself and hold on strong. All right? It says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, whenever we read that one thing in the Bible is going to bless us, that means that doing the opposite of the thing that brings blessing will always bring a curse. Amen? It will always bring a curse and always bring trouble. But it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, everybody say ungodly. Now, ungodly people would be those that have not washed themselves in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Or people that don't have God's divine influence over their life. And we are so quick to get advice from people and to hear everybody's opinion. You know, and we get in trouble like that. And if you want to be blessed, you're going to have to get away from ungodly counsel. And we don't realize that different people affect us. And you can see people that get it, you know, that you spend time with the ungodly, you spend time with people that are out there, and then all of a sudden they will chase the life of God right out of you. And it says, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Everybody say sinners. That means guilty or people that are basically, they have no intention to do right. We don't think that these kind of people have any way of affecting us. How many on the plan of God are on God's plan for your life? I mean, you got the plan of God for your life and you're trying to accomplish that. Well, stay away from people that don't, you know, there are a lot of people that could care less what the plan of God is for their life. They're not trying to accomplish that. They're trying to accomplish the things that are cooped up in their head. Well, if you want to be blessed, get away from those kind of people. Amen. It says, now, nor so we see the ungodly, that means the condemned or those that are just wicked and wrong, okay? Sinners, that means that people that aren't walking in everything that God wants them to walk in, they're wasting their life doing things of the flesh and things of the spirit, right? And then it says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Everybody say scornful. Now, the scornful are people that are always, you know, it's amazing that, how many of you know when you stepped up to do something from God, somebody's always got their mouth running, always complaining about this, always complaining about that. You mean you going down to hear that, to that church again? You going to go hear that man? I wouldn't put up with all that stuff. I went to church last week and I heard, and it was a different thing. And they, oh, I heard, that's all the people want is your money. I don't like churches. I don't like this. I don't believe in all that faith stuff. Come on. Oh, so it's, now, if you, God doesn't want you to be in the council of the ungodly, but you have to be careful with sitting in the seat of the scornful. Now, that means abiding around people. Now, to be scornful basically means a blasphemy, someone that blasphemes, someone that mocks, pokes fun at, talks at contempt, talks in contempt toward, people that just run their mouth negatively. Well, you are not going to be able to be blessed when you got that mess around you. And we are so quick to eat, to fellowship, to love, and to talk, to all this other stuff. How many of you are ready to be blessed? The Bible teaches us that that will hinder your blessing because it will affect you. And I've never seen it not work. I've never seen anybody, amen, able to become everything that God wants them to become that does not separate themselves from these kind of people. Now, you know you got sinners in the church. Now, the ungodly are those that could, they won't even step foot in the church. They don't even care. They, you know, you just ungodly. They don't even believe in God, don't want God. Amen. They are just totally ungodly. That is not, I mean, you're not going to have problems with them. These are the ones you may deal with on your job. You know, the ungodly don't care what, you know, they don't want you to go to church. Then why don't you come on to the club with me? Why don't you come to the bar with me? There's better things you can do. Amen. You're a young person. You got all your stuff together. So say ungodly influences. You mean it? How many people got people that don't understand your walk because they don't understand Jesus? They don't understand your devotion because they're ungodly. They are totally ungodly, and you got to separate yourself from the ungodly. You got to learn to be a witness. Amen. But you're not going to be an effective witness. Amen. Unblessed. Let the blessing of God on your life be their witness. And there are certain people you just need to leave alone. And you know what? That makes them, I've never been able to convert anybody or to win anybody over, amen, listen to their crap. I've never been able to get anybody, and I've been in this thing for a while, I've never been able to get into church with anybody when they're sitting up there griping about God, griping about the last thing they went to, griping about the church that I go to and all this other. I've never won those people. But you know what? When I was able to make a difference on their life, you know, my family was the same thing. You know, they were just griping, complaining. I tried to give them Jesus, and I just, after a while, I just backed up a bit and said, I'm just going to go for God for myself. And let God bless me and let the blessing of God on my life, His peace on my life, His satisfaction on my life, be the witness that reaches them. So there is a balance there, and you got to trust that you going for God is going to win them. How many of you have been listening to people and trying to work with them for years and months and stuff like that? You know, come on, get real. It's not going to change for them. You have to go for God. and go and get blessed, because God's blessing on your life is going to be the witness to them. Amen. Many, you're going to find a lot of times in Scripture, there was never a case in the Bible where somebody just hated Jesus. Just hated Jesus and hated God. Then all of a sudden someone argued with them and debated with them that they might be able to love Jesus. Now, I know that's a real hard Scripture to take. That's a lot of stuff that I'm talking, but it's the truth. Most of the people didn't know anything about him. Amen. They hadn't formed a negative opinion of him. Amen. Those that argued with him, amen. Nobody came to Jesus and argued with him and ran with him. Amen. We think that people can get in there and debate with God, you know, and then all of a sudden God wins out the debate. Okay, you want to win me over. And as soon as he fusses with him and debates with him, he gets it. That's never been the case in the Bible. Most of those that had an issue with Jesus, that had an issue with God and all of these things that didn't come willingly, didn't come at all. Find it in your own word. Amen. But yet we're to get out there and to preach so that we can say that everybody was preached to. We have a gospel to preach to people. Amen. Everybody needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether they receive it or not is our responsibility. It's our responsibility just to tell them. Amen. But the saving is God's responsibility. And you can't feel all worked up and choked up and stuff if you're trying to do something that Jesus didn't even do. Amen. Now, he would go about preaching. Well, he preached to the Jews. Yeah, he preached to the Jews. Amen. But the Jews that had problems never got saved. But those that would receive him, he gave them those the rights to become the sons of God. You have to be open to God. He's not going to bust down your door. He said, "Lo, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody hears and, you know, and opens that door, I'll come in." So we have to be open with that. So be careful with the ungodly. You will not be blessed to the level that God wants you to be blessed messing around with the ungodly, okay? So the ungodly are those that without the body. Now, I believe these sinners, somebody say sinners. These are the ones we got to check out for. I don't care about ungodly sinners because that's what I expect. They don't blow me out when ungodly people live in sin. That doesn't mess with me. You know, that's what I expect. That's what it's supposed to be. Ungodly people are supposed to sin. I don't get shocked. I don't get upset. Amen. I'm not going to get out there and try to legislate them not to sin, because that's what they are. You can't tell a sinner not to sin. Amen. When you're ungodly, if you're unconverted by Jesus Christ, you're nothing but a sinner, and you're going to act like it. Amen. The right and deliverance from sin comes because we receive Christ into our life. So don't get upset when you got ungodly people that aren't living godly or that aren't living right, because you can expect that to happen. But sinners, everybody say sinners. So if you separated yourself from those that are out there in the world that don't have a thing to do with God, don't want God, amen, you have to look out for those that are inside the house. I'm talking about sinners inside the house. There are people that come to church. They just come up here and sit, but they have no intention whatsoever of following God's command for their life. We sit up here and talk about how many want to fulfill your destiny in Jesus. They don't think about that. They just came to church. They're not thinking about doing anything for God. They would be so afraid if God told them, "I want you to leave this and go do this. I want you to put this up." Amen. They'd be terrified. When the Bible says, listen, to him that knows to do right, let's say knows to do right, and doesn't do it, that's sin. So the disobedient are sinners. Now, when words come out there, that could be around the house. You know, the Lord give us a word or something like that, and you know it's right. We could say some things around here under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and people can get obstinate about, "I'm not going to do that. I don't care to do that. Even though I don't care if it's right. I'm just not going to do it. I don't feel like doing it." The Bible says those that know to do right and don't do it, that's a sin. Don't fellowship with sinners. Don't fellowship with sinners. Don't fellowship with the disobedient, because you know what will happen to you. Amen. So they stand in the way of sinners. You're going to forfeit your blessing. So I want you to look out for that. So the ungodly, the sinner, and then also sits in the seat of the scornful. Somebody say hot seat. See, many of you got in a hot seat for us. Many of you got in a hot seat for me, got in a hot seat for others. Amen. Get in a hot seat for the church. Don't sit in a hot seat. So say that scornful sits in the. Now the scornful is an intercessor. That means they carry. They speak it for somebody else. I mean, they're mocking. They're repeating things. They're standing in between. They got their two cents on every little thing. None of their business whatsoever. Nobody asked them to be an intercessor for this ministry. And I'm not talking about prayer for, in a good sense. I'm talking about in a negative sense. They're going to represent. An intercessor goes from one. An intercessor is one that stands in the gap. You know, we stand in between God and man. Like, we intercede between God. Like, we can go to God for mankind, and we intercede. We're going to speak for mankind to God. Well, do you know that the scorner is a kind of intercessor, too? They're going to try to represent you, not in your best interest, or Jesus in the best interest, or the ministry of the best interest, or the church the best interest. Amen. That's a mocker and a scorner. So don't let it, don't listen to it, don't heed. Amen. Don't sit in the seat of scorners, because that will forfeit, that will mess up your blessing. But it says these are the negative. But his delight, some say his delight. It's not enough just to do it. A lot of people think that it's enough just to do it. But the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You've got to make up in your mind. The listener is blessed. You know what? It's the listener that makes it. Because we told people before, you hold on with your ears. You hold on. If you want to be around here, I mean, it's not relationships that's going to cause you to hold on, because people will tick you off. Relationships won't cause you to hold on. Amen. Good music won't cause you to hold on. A ministry assignment's not going to cause you to hold on. The only thing that's going to cause you to hold on and remain faithful and strong is delighting yourself in the word or in the law of God. And you just can't do it. You got to like it. Why do you go there? I love the word. Amen. So if you're not going to get into these things, say, I don't have time for that. I don't like sitting in the seat of the scornful. I don't like fellowshipping with the ungodly. I don't like standing in the way of the sinner. Amen. Getting all of that stuff. I don't like that, but I enjoy the word. It says that his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So that means those people love the Lord and they meditate in the word day and night. Now I tell you what, people that meditate in the word day and night don't have a problem with going to church. Amen. People, when people have an issue about going to church, don't believe me, they don't meditate in the law day and night. And many people think, well, I already did my quiet time. I already did my study. But I found out when I get into the word, I can't stay out of church. You don't get full to where I just can't take it anymore. I've been in the Word all week long. I'm so full. I don't feel like going to church. No, it never. I don't know about you, but it doesn't happen that way for me. I can get in the Word, stay in there all day long, and church time will come or whatever will come, and I say, wow, I can't wait to get there. Those that want to be blessed, you know what? You got to love the Word and do that. But they meditate in the Word day and night. It's always on their mind. And this is a scripture that God prophesied to this body and to the people around here even before 9/11. You remember that service that we had? And this scripture came in. But if we're going to get rid of those other things and get rid of, you got to get rid of it so you can receive your blessing. Is this helping anybody? This is the word. I need the blessing of God. I have to have it. Not just that I want it, I have to have it. And God will only give it to me. Amen. If I want the blessing, the Bible says the blessing of you. I mean, you can just make money. You can just get rich. And people hate hearing that. But the Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And he adds no sorrow with it. Amen. So you can separate yourself from the ungodly and connect yourself to prosperity and to riches. Wow. Somebody say hallelujah. So say, what's holding up my money? You haven't separated yourself. The blessing of the Lord. Amen. And now I'm talking the word and teaching pretty well. And many of you have studied the word, and you should understand these things and say, I'm going to separate myself, because they'll cut me off. They'll cut me off from my blessing. I don't want to be cut off from my blessing. I want to stay in the word of God. I want to stay fresh. The blessing of the Lord is supernatural. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm getting to the point, you can ask people that I work with and things that I do. You know what happened? What I found? That when people aren't in tune to God, on the level with me, now y'all know I'm working with a couple here, amen, different things, but when people aren't in tune with their vision and their purpose in life and got their business straight with God, do you know that affects my money when I connect with them? Somebody say hallelujah. That will affect my money. That will affect your money. Now someone said, well, that means I can't. No, that's for me. Amen. I'm working with Christians and do things right here. But if these, no, you know, if they get to the point where they just in it for the money, or and they're going to forget about God, I'm going to forget about them. You know what? Because I'm working for the blessing of the Lord. And I can't stand in the way of sinners. Amen. And sinners lose focus. Somebody say hallelujah. So those things, but it says, and he shall be like a tree. Some say, be like a tree. I'm so sick of seeing people that aren't like trees. I mean, they're like the groundhog. In the ground sometimes. Now you see me, now you don't. Now you see me, now you don't. And you wonder why that happens. No stability. There's not really a big storm going on right now. And if people aren't stable outside of a storm, do you think they're going to be stable in a storm? And you wonder why that happens. Amen. God wants us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He doesn't want us tossed to and fro. We have to be stable. We have to be stable. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm doing good tonight, and I want you to. You've got to be stable. And these people, you know what, been around forever, and you know what, can't stand the wind. Can't stand the wind, can't stand the storm, can't stand anything. Listen, but those that do that, listen, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Somebody say, praise God. When you get to this point, I mean, you're going to be like a tree. You know where the water is. Somebody say, hallelujah. The water is the word of God, is the presence of God, and you're going to be like a tree. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to stay right by the water. I'm not moving from the water. I'm going to stay right here. See, you don't want to go to bitter waters. Amen. You don't want to go off to this other stuff that doesn't satisfy Jesus. Amen. There is a river that flows from the heart of God. Come mighty river. He is the river that satisfies all of us. Someone's been having a vision of a manger. Amen. With water sprouting out of it. Amen. Jesus supplies us. He's the rock that water comes out of. Amen. And you got to say, I'm going to plant myself beside the water. And that represents, he said, he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That means you understand where life comes from. Rivers represent life. Rivers represent life. And you got to understand where the river is. Understand where life is, where the flow of God is, where sustenance comes. Say, I got to be planted. So you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. So I'm going to say, praise the Lord. His leaves shall not wither. Now I tell you what, all of you've got a season. Everybody's got a season where God wants you to bring forth some things. And there are a lot of people. I'm wondering what's going to happen. Some, you know, people out there screwing up and acting stupid instead of storing up. The season of God will come on that individual where God wants to require fruit from them. Maybe some soul will need to be saved. Amen. Somebody will be in trouble. Somebody need to get a prayer through, and the only one's going to be there for you, and you don't have anything to give them because, amen, you've been listening to this, listening to that, amen, out there in the world, and you're not going to be able to bring forth fruit when God wants you to bring it forth because you weren't planted. It's so sick. Everybody's used to just spitting up on people and messing up on people. What do I mean by that? Just junking people over. I'm so sick of seeing people come to church and get junked over by messy Christians. Don't have any message of God. They don't have anything to say. Just giving people a bunch of religious muck and junk. Want to knock them over. Can't wait. I mean, come on now. People don't need that. We want souls to come in here and get saved. I'm not beating you up. Amen. We want people to come in here and get saved and get delivered. Amen. But you know what? That's going to be your season when those souls come in here. That's the season of harvest. The due season will come, and all of a sudden you have to bring forth fruit. And you're not going to be able to bring forth that fruit because you weren't planted. You weren't planted by any rivers of water, amen. You got something you heard 50 years ago, 60 years ago, something you'd heard on TV. That's not going to satisfy anybody's need. Somebody's coming to you that feels like giving up. Somebody say hallelujah. How are you going to minister and love them if you haven't been planted yourself? You're going to come to bring forth fruit. There's no fruit in the club. There's no fruit in the club. There's no fruit in strife. You got to be ready. I'm so glad. Somebody say hallelujah. That when Sister Kathy came in here, amen, we were able to bring forth fruit. Why? Because we've been planted, amen. We've been planted, but God wants you to be the same way. Plant yourself so when your season comes, for God to use you, amen, you'll be able to bring forth. Somebody say praise the Lord. And it says, now listen, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. And say, wind. You can get that, you know, wind, every little thing comes. Any little thing blows in, they just blow in and blow out. That's not stable. That's not stable. That's not right. The ungodly get that way. And how do people get ungodly? How do people get unrighteous? Hanging around ungodly people. Hanging around unrighteous people. Turn, see a sinner, hang with a sinner, become a sinner. Amen. And you know what will happen? The next wind will blow. What are some of the winds that can blow the ungodly and people from their place? Man, did you hear that new group? I like that. Everybody's into this. They got raves going on. Amen. And then all of a sudden we get blown over here. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Everybody in my office, this is the hot wind in my office right now. This is the hot wind on my job right now. This is the hot wind around my neighborhood. All the couples are doing it. Everybody's into it. Hey, come on now, let me get on in here. The wind blows. How many know winds come and go? And different people get caught up in stupid stuff. When you saw all them dummies got caught up there in the club, you know some of these saints that were in here, some of these church people. An old foul wind of the devil came in here. And everybody that wasn't ground, they were in here laughing and joking and cracking jokes instead of getting into the word. And the wind came, and you know what? The chaff blew right away. Amen. The wind could have been heat. Come on now. I got to have a man. I got to have a woman. Come on, so that's a wind that'll come. You know, the wind will blow in. All of a sudden, ooh, I got some problems to deal with. You know what? Those spirits, the winds represent also spirits. And you got to overcome when that stuff happens. You know, you got to overcome the devil. How many been tempted to do some crazy stuff, and you had to put that stuff in check? I don't feel like going to church. I feel like doing it. Oh, I just love to do this. I just love to do my own. That's a win. That's a win. And you know what happens to these people? They didn't get any more wind than you got. You probably got the same storm. But I tell you what, as soon as that thought came to their mind, as soon as they were tempted, as soon as they were, you know what? They had no root. Had no word, no grounding in themselves, and they were blown right out the door. Some say chaff. Now, I tell you what, you got to understand, chaff are things that are easily moved. Easily moved things. Chaff is easily moved. Now, you know, in the end, God's not, you know, we think, well, praise God, if we just keep the chaff around long enough, Jesus will show up and it'll be okay. But you know, Jesus is going to separate the wheat from the chaff. You're not going to go anywhere being chaff. Come on now. In the end, you know what? If you've been blown around all of your Christian life, all of your religion, you know, all of your life as a believer, you've been blown in and blown out. Oh, praise God. You're not going anywhere. He's going to shake you right out. Since the devil was able to shake you, come on. Since you enjoy shaking and shaking gets you to move, you're going to get the last shaking. Amen. He's going to shake you right out. If you're not, somebody say, you know, you got to be a tree that's planted. Amen. Don't become chaff. Every little thought, every little wind, come on now. Things get heated. Y'all know the devil will come in here? Amen. Anything will start up. What you mean? Did you hear what Tizo did? What did Tizo do? Well, he's had an attitude lately, and maybe he did. He's been thinking, maybe he did. You know what? And people get caught up in that wind, in that foul spirit. Amen. And you know what happens? Chaff gets blown away. So say, don't be blown away by stupid stuff. Chaff gets blown away by stupid stuff. There are certain things that will come around and go, and people be ready to give it up and gone, you know what? Chaff goes. But the strong say, hey, well, that just happened, whatever, but I'm still planted. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't be blown away. 3 minutes. Don't be blown away by stupid. Somebody say hallelujah. Do not be blown away by stupid things. Chaff is blown away by dumb things. Somebody say, I want to be stable. Now listen, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Now that's what I was talking about, that he will separate the wheat from the chaff. Amen. They're not going to be able, if they're not going to be able to stand now, guess what? When the judgment time comes, you know what? The last man stand, people going to be judged. Everybody that did this, step. That's how the judgment's going to happen. Amen. He's going to bring back all the things that would set somebody off. He said, these are all the conditions, and whatever bus you used to catch when you were on the earth, amen, when that bus comes around, get on, you know your bell. Hit it. Amen. And the last people going to be standing. Amen. He said, all of y'all were moved by this. Amen. Here it comes. Get on it and go. And you know what? The last man standing, amen, is going to make it. Now those people, the chaff, amen, they're going to be the first one moved. They're going to know, that's my number, there's my ride. Somebody say hallelujah, let me catch it, amen. We're all going to stand before the judgment seat of God. We're all going, amen, we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of God, amen. And all the things that move us are going to judge us, amen. And the last, and when it says, you know, they will not be able to stand in the judgment seat of Christ, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Isn't that neat, sinners in the congregation of the righteous? And people wonder, we get sinners in here and think they're saints and get upset when they go. No, the Bible says sinners can't stand, amen, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Now, we were a congregation where we didn't walk in righteousness and nobody was trying to do anything for God or walk by the Spirit of God. You can house a whole lot of people in here. When you got people with a determination, amen, I'm going to follow the will of God, amen, that's going to offend some people, amen? Amen. That's going to offend some people, and people want to walk. Let them walk, amen. Sinners will not be able, amen, to stand in the congregation of the righteous, nor the chaff before the judgment seat of God. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I think I have to stop right there. I appreciate that. Amen. That's so good. Now, isn't that good that we gave you a nice good half hour and you can remember that? And we're going to pick this up. We're going to pick this up later. Amen. We're going to pick it up on Wednesday night or so and say, this is not a beat-up message. This is a stabilizing message. Amen. It's going to say, whatsoever thing I'm going to do, it's going to prosper. I'm going to separate myself. Amen. Hallelujah. And go on and be blessed. Go on and get blessed. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. Hallelujah. Was that all right, Brother Jesse? You know, Brother Jesse helps you people. He critiques every message and lets me know. Amen. So I say, hallelujah. He said, what was that? Amen. No, he's a good man. Let me pray for you. Did you understand that, Sister Kathy? Amen. So I say, I'm going to stand. And I'm going to make it. You are going to make it. Amen. And this is helping. Remember what we were telling you about Friday night? Amen. This ought to help in that situation. Not just being me, but this ought to help us. Amen. Amen. Become everything that God... I tell you what, you blessed is going to reach more people, amen, than you unblessed. You whining, complaining, and arguing, and fighting. You've been doing that for years. You ain't caught nobody like that. Amen. But God doing something on your life and said, oh my Lord, look what God did for you. Look what God did for you. He did that for you. Will he do it for me? That'll get him. That'll get him. Amen. We need to let people see what God can do. Amen. Let them see what God can do. And they'll want that to happen to them as well. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your power, and your love. We thank you for the anointing that abides in this place. Father God, we thank you that those that hear your word, Father God, they have a heart to hear your word, a mind to hear your word, Father God, and the voice of the foul spirit, the voice of the hireling, Father God. They don't hear that, Father God. They don't hear that, but they hear your word, and they anchor themselves beside the rivers of water. And Lord, we know that as we do those things, whatsoever we put our hands to will prosper. So right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you for these precious sheep. Thank you for these precious ones that love you, that serve you, that honor you, Father God, and submit themselves to your word. Let your word work for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed. Hallelujah.